Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Tzadi Zayin Amud Beis of Masechet Shabbos. We left off on Tzadi Zayin Amud Aleph at Tanu Rabbanan. So the Mishnah discussed throwing from Rishus Yachid to Rishus another Rishus Yachid through a Rishus Rabbim. What about the opposite? What about throwing from Rishus Rabbim to another Rishus Rabbim through a Rishus Yachid? So Tanu Rabbanan, Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Yachid Be'emtza, Rebbe Mechayev, Rebbe says Yechayev Echatos because it went through Rishus Yachid, so it's as if it rested in the Rishus Yachid. Rabbi only says that you're chayiv if the Rishus Yachid has a roof on it. That we see the house as if it's full, since it's full of steam or whatever, and therefore it's considered as if it rested, the object rested there. But if the Rishus Yachid is not roofed, then Rabbi would not be mechayiv. So Amar Rav Chanan, Rav Yidam Shmuel, Mechayev Hayo Rebbe Shtayim, Achas Mishum Atza'a, Vachas Mishum Hachnasa. Rebbe actually holds you Chayev twice, because if you threw something from one Rosh Hashanah to another Rosh Hashanah through a Rosh Hashanah, you threw it from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah, and then from the Rosh Hashanah to the Rosh Hashanah, so you Chayev for both Atza'a and Hachnasa. Yosef Rav Chana Vekakashale, so Rav Chana was bothered with this Meimra that his Rebbe taught him that Rebbe would be Mechayev two Chata'os on both Atza'a and Hachnasa. So it says, well, the Meimra, the Mechayev Rebbe Atza'a, of Makam Hav, isn't one just a tolda of the other? Isn't Achnasa just a tolda of Hotza'a? Vatanya Rebbe Omer, Dvarim Hadvarim, Eila Hadvarim, Eila Shloshim, Vetesha Malachos, Shemel Moshe B'Sinai. That we need to know that there are exactly 39 Malachos that of Shabbos, and why is it so important to know the number? Because you're not chayv on a tolda, but Makam Hav. So Amalei Rav Yosef, Mar Ahomasinla, you learned that Rabbi Yuda Amar Shmuel says that Yechayv Achas Mishum Hotza'a, Vachas Mishum Achnasa, in connection to what Rebbe says about throwing something from Rosh Hashanah to Rishus Rabbim with the Rishus Hayachin in between Vikashalei, and therefore you have a problem the Rebbe, that there's a stira in Rebbe, that Rebbe is Mechayev and Atolda B'makomav, where Rebbe himself in general is says Eila Hadvarim, that there are 39 Melachos, you're not Chayev and Atolda B'makomav. But Anan had Rabbi Yudam Esninan. We had that Rabbi Yudam Shmuel said that you're Chayev and Atolda B'makomav Legabe Rabbi Yehuda in the Praisa V'lo Kashalan, and therefore we don't have any stiras in Rebbe. Detanya, where do we find Rabbi Yehuda? Rishus Yachid Rishus Rabbim va'avar arba amos Rishus Rabbim. Let's say you throw something from Rishus Yachid Rishus Rabbim and it passes through four amos of Rishus Rabbim before it rests. So there are really two malachas going on over here: the hotzah from the Rishus Yachid to the Rishus Rabbim and the ha'avara of dalar amos in Rishus Rabbim. Rabbi Yehuda mechayev v'cham potrim. Rabbi Yehuda says yechayev in that case, and the Chacham says you're potter. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel mechayev hayo Rabbi Yehuda shtayim. When Rabbi Yehuda says yechayev, he means two chataos. One for Otsa'a, one for Havara, Stalinamos, Rishus Rabbim, because we view it as if the object rested as soon as it landed in the Rishus Rabbim, and then went another four Amos in the Rishus Rabbim. So that's why you chayiv both. And even though Havara is a tolda of Hotza'a, Rabbi Yehuda is Mechayiv Shtayim, because he holds you chayiv on a tolda, even B'makom Ha'av. And the Chacham disagree and say, no, you're only chayiv once, because they hold, we don't say Klut to Kamishon, and there was only one hanacha at the very end, and therefore there's only one act, and that is an act of hotza'a. So it has to be the Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says yechayv shtayim disal kadaitach chadud mechayv, because if you would hold that Rabbi Yehuda says you only chayv once, mechal drabanan patri legamri, meaning if we know for sure that from the lashon this brisa, the Rabbi Yehuda is mechayv and the rabban poter. So there are two ways to understand it. It could be that Rabbi Yehuda is mechayv you once, one carbon chatas, and the rabban say you're totally poter, or you can understand that Rabbi Yehuda holds Yechayiv twice, and the Rabbanan say you're only Chayiv once. So it sounds like from that Rabbi Yehuda's one says you're Chayiv twice, and the Rabbanan say Chayiv once. Because if Rabbi Yehuda held you're only Chayiv once, Machal the Rabbanan Patri Legamri, that would imply that the Rabbanan say you're totally Patri. But Ha'apak Lim Rishus Yachad Rishus Rabbim, it's impossible, it can't be, that you take something from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Rabbim, and then you're going to be totally Patri. So says Mar Mimai, Dilma Liolamei Malach, Rabbi Yehuda Chodahu the Machayiv, Rabbanan Patri Legamri. Maybe I can tell you that it is feasible that Rabbi Yehuda says you're Chayiv once, and the Chum say you're totally Patri. Vehechi Mishkach, how could you find a case case where you're taking something from Rishus Yach to Rishus Rabim, you'll be totally potter. Kegon di Amar ad dinafka le Rishus Rabim tenuach. That the case is that the guy said, the guy who's throwing it says, as soon as it goes into the Rishus Rabim, I want it to rest. I don't plan on having it travel too far. I'm not trying to throw it too far. And this is the machlokas. That we say that an object that is suspended in midair is considered as if it's placed on the ground, and therefore it says if it did rest on the ground as soon as it landed, as soon as it went into Rosh Hashanah, and therefore he fulfilled his plan, so it's a malachas machsheves and he's chayiv. For Rabbanan Tzavi lo amrin klut kamishon lecha. No, the moment it went into Rosh Hashanah, it was still flying in the air. It was not resting, and we do not view it as if it was resting, and therefore lo tzavi delay machshavto. He did not fulfill his plan, and that's why he's going to be patur legamri. But even Rabbi Yehuda would not say you're chayiv on a tolda b'makom the av. Gemara brings another raya there for that Rabbi Yehuda is mechayiv on a tolda b'makom av. Lo salkadaitach. Do not think that Rabbi Yehuda is not chayiv on a tolda b'makom av. Titanya, because we have a brisa that the brisa tells us Rabbi Yehuda Mosif af hashovet. Rabbi Yehuda adds on the 39 melachos that it says in the Mishnah, even someone who evens out the shesi strands on his weaving implement, vamedaktik, and someone who after he passes the strand of the Erev through the shesi and he tightens it, he sort of hits it with a kli in two or three spots. So amrlo shovet harehu bechal mesach. Shovet is included in the melacha of mesach. Medaktik harehu bechal oreg, and medaktik is included in the melacha of oreg, of weaving. They're not their own avos. So my love, Dav Dinan Travaya Badi Adadi, isn't the whole discussion where you did both of these things, and the Mishnah is saying that Rabbi Yehuda is Mosif, that you chayv separately for the Tolda, even though you did the Av. And it's in that case that Rabbi Yehuda is saying that Yechayiv Chatos Mishom Melechas Shovet Umedaktik, even though you did their Av, Ushram Nechayiv Mechayiv Hay Rabbi Yehuda, Atolda Makam Av, and therefore that would be a Raya that Rabbi Yehuda says Yechayiv for Atolda even when you did the Av. Says, Mar Mimai, nah, how do you know that's the case? Maybe the case is you did the Melechas Shovet without doing Mesach, or the Melechas Medaktik without doing Oreg. Rabbi Yehuda Atolda Makam Av Lo Mechayiv. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're not chayiv if you did a tolda, an av, and it's tolda. Ubahaka miflgi, here's the machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda savar hani avos ninhu. Rabbi Yehuda holds a shovit and medaktek are avos malacha. Rabbanan savri hani toldos ninhu, that they're only toldos. Teda and the raya, that's what the argument's about, is the katani Rabbi Yehuda mosif, that Rabbi Yehuda adds shovit and medaktek. We are bishlam avos, my mosif, mosif avos. If you say that it's avos, it means that he's being mosif, extra avos malacha beyond the 39. Eli Yamre toldos my mosif. But if these are just toldos, that's not called being mosif. These are just more activities that are included in the same category. It marnami, and we have a raya that Rabbi Yehuda is not mechayiv on a toldo b'makomav, because Rabbi Rav Yosef Tamri Tavayu lochi Rabbi Yehuda ela achas, that someone who throws an object from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah and passes through four amos of Rosh Hashanah, he's only chayiv once. Amle Ravina Ravashi ulemay disal katayt meikara. But according to our Hava Amina, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that the guy who throws from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah and it passes through four amos of Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbi Yehuda holds that he's going to be chayiv twice, once for Hotzah and once for Ha'avara. So even if he is mechayiv and told the Makamav, still he shouldn't be chayiv for Ha'avara. Because ilacha kabayla, lacha lo kabayla, ilacha kabayla, lacha lo kabayla. In one of these malachos, his machshava wasn't fulfilled, meaning he was trying to throw it somewhere. So he was either trying to throw it where it should land, right outside as soon as it hits Rosh Hashanah, and if you can say that, then landing subsequently again, four amos further, is not a malacha, because it wasn't a malacha to machsheves. And if his plan was to throw it the distance that it went in the first place, then he shouldn't be chayiv for it, for the original hotza'ah. So malay, ba'omer, kol makam shetir tzitinuach. Now the case is that he doesn't care where it lands. He's throwing it somewhere out into the Rosh Hashanah, and he's not makbid about where it lands. Okay, now the Gemara is going to discuss, what about someone who throws an object and he wants it to land somewhere else from where it actually landed? So pshita niskaven lizruk shimon of azarik arba harei kas of shame mishimon. If he wanted to throw something 8 amos and he threw it 4 amos So that's like he wrote Shin Mem from the word Shimon, where you're going to be Chayiv, because you're Chayiv for writing letters, even if your Kavanah was to write a five-letter word and you only wrote a two-letter word, that's still considered to be Chayiv. Niskavin Lizrokarb of Zarek Shimon Amahu, what if you wanted to throw something only four amos, but it went eight amos? What's the din there? Mi amin ha'apikle odil mehecha debay ha'lo noch. Do we say that, hey, look, he carried it four amos, and therefore it was in the sky machshavaso, or do we say that no, it never rested in the place that he wanted it to, and therefore he's going to be potter? So the Gemara is poshet the suffik, and even goes back on what we originally said, and the thing that we thought was poshet before. The lav hainu da amar li Ravina the Ravashi, isn't this exactly similar to what Ravina asked Ravashi, how it could be that you chayev misha mavir arba amos from Rishus Rabim, when you throw something from Rishus Yachad to Rishus Rabim, and it travels for amos in the Rishus Rabim, because if you wanted it to land four amos away, you didn't want it to land right away when it goes out into the Rishus Rabim. And if you wanted it to land right away, you didn't want it to land four amos away. So either way, you should not be chayiv on ha'avara. So Amar Leh, and Ravashi said to Ravina, but Omer kol makom shetirtzu tenuach. His answer was that you didn't have specific kavana. What you do see is that you're only chayiv if it landed where you had kavana for it to land. But if it landed somewhere else, I don't care, further, closer, whatever, you're not going to be chayiv. With the commentary, Kosav Shemi Shimon, I said, but isn't it the same as writing Shin Mem from the name Shimon, where you are chayiv? So why should being Zorik Dalet Amos when you intended to be Zorik Ches Amos be any different? Well, Midami, it's very different. Hasam Kamadol Kosav Shem Lomachtav Le Shimon. Over there, as long as you didn't write the letters Shin Mem, you're not able to write Shimon. So you did intend to write Shin Mem, and your machshava was mekuyam by doing that. But hachov here, where you intended to throw something 8 amos, you threw 4 amos. Kamed lozarik abba arba lo mizdakri leitimni. You think any time you don't throw 4 amos, you're not able to throw it 8 amos? Meaning, if it didn't get 8 amos away where you wanted it to, the 4 amos don't really help. You could just throw it again harder, and it would travel 8 amos at one shot. So it's not like that's the first half of the malacha. But by definition, every time you write Shimon, you have to first write a shin and then write a mem. So now the Gemara discusses someone throws something from Shusram to Shusram derech Rishus Yachid, as far as being mavir dalet amos in Shusram. Tan Rabbanan hazog Shusram to Shusram Rishus Yachid beemtza. And arba amos chayiv. It went 4 amos in the Rishus Rabim, even if it went 2 amos in one Rishus Rabim and 2 amos in the other Rishus Rabim, he's going to be chayiv. Pachos me arba amos pater. But if it traveled less than 4 amos in Rishus Rabim in total, then he's going to be pater, because he's not going to be chayiv on the fact that it went from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid and from there to Rishus Rabim, because this Tana holds we don't say klut to kamisha huncha. The only thing he would be chayiv would be ma'avir, and if it didn't go 4 amos, he's not chayiv in shemavir. So my kamashmalin, what's this price is telling me? Ha kamashmalin rishuyas mitzdarfos, the two separate rishuyas rabim are mitzdarf to each other. De lo arminan klut to kamisha huncha, and it's also telling me that we do not hold klut to kamisha huncha, because if you held klut to kamisha huncha, then he would be chayiv on the hotza'a and the hachnasa as well. Okay, Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up on Daf Sadi Ches Amud Aleph.